with my son.
We just need a second green revolution.
Fresh ways to combat climate change.
The construction industry can contribute in saving the world.
Bison to save the permafrost, seagrass to soak up carbon.
And robots to repair offshore wind turbines.
It strengthens the case for wind. We can reduce the cost even further, making it even more viable.
Securing our future without breaking the bank or going back to the Stone Age.
Farmers are actually wanting this kind of technology.
I'm Tom Heap.
And I'm Dr. Tamsin Edwards.
Join us for 39 Ways to Save the Planet.
Next Monday to Friday lunchtime at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 4, it's 6:30, and Jack's here just in time.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to another socially distanced episode of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Well, there's no doubt living in a city during a pandemic can be exhausting, cooped up with the constant threat of infection, which is why I've taken the very difficult but socially responsible decision to move my entire family to my second home here in Cornwall. Gordon Ramsay took a similar decision. It's a mark of how respected he is that the locals showed their enthusiasm for his arrival by spray painting his front door with some of his most popular four-letter catchphrases. With its excellent light and stunning coastline, Cornwall has long been a favourite among film and TV producers, and it's versatile too. In the James Bond film Die Another Day, Holywell Bay is used to recreate a beach in North Korea. The leader of the breakaway state, renowned for its hardline nationalist politics and a deep mistrust of outsiders, said he was delighted to welcome the movie makers to Cornwall. Until the late 18th century, the Cornish language was widely spoken here, with the last native speaker dying in 1914. He might have lived longer had there been anyone who understood the Cornish for "Can someone please call an ambulance?" It was recently announced that David Cameron has purchased a £2 million holiday home near popular Damer Bay, which is described as just a stone's throw from the beach. What a time to be a Cornish glazier. Daphne du Maurier is one of the best-known authors associated with Cornwall. Her short story, The Birds, was made famous when it was adapted by Alfred Hitchcock. The inspiration for the horror film in which a massive flock of aggressive birds attack humans came to her after eating a bag of chips in St. Ives. The famous lighthouse at Cornwall's Lizard Point was built in 1619 and is still in service. In 2012, the Cornish Council voted to install new eco-friendly bulbs, meaning that on a stormy night, it can be seen from anything up to 8 yards away. Let's meet the teams. They are on one side of the internet, Tony Hawks, Pippa Evans and Harry Hill. And on the other, Graham Garden, Sandy Toksvig and Barry Cryer. And sitting remotely, vainly hoping for an opportunity to score, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. OK, we're going to start this week with a round that's all about music. A band's title can mean the difference between failure and success. And I can guarantee Brian Ferry would still be labouring on the building sites of Tyneside if he'd been the frontman of Poxy Music. With this in mind, teams, I'd like you to suggest the names of musicians or bands that would have been a lot less appealing had an extra word been added. And maybe, Barry, you could start.
The artist formerly known as Prince. Andrew.
Tony.
Bloody Foreigner.
Sandy.
Diana Ross and the Chicken Supremes.
Harry.
Dave D. Dozy Mick and Titchmarsh.
Graham.
Tony Blur.
And Pippa.
Jefferson Airplane Disaster.
Aberystwyth. Fairport Convention Centre.
Florence and the Washing Machine.
Little Pick and Mix. Abba Dabba Doo.
Earth Chronic Wind and Fire.
It's time now for a musical round as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Yay! Providing piano accompaniment for this round, we have Colin Sell. Yay! Colin is currently writing his autobiography, but couldn't decide what to call it. So he came up with the idea of asking members of the public what they would like the book to be called. And by a long margin, the winning title is Why I Stopped Playing the Piano by Colin Sell. OK, we'll start with you, Tony. I'd like you to sing the words of Bob the Builder to the tune of Send in the Clowns.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can, scoop muck and dizzy. And Roly too. Lofty and Wendy, join the crew. Bob and the gang have so much fun working together. They get the job done. Bob the Builder.
Thank you, Tony. I was lovely. Tony is using the computer in Tiverton Library, so let's hope he has enough 50p's for the rest of the show. Well, it's your turn now, Barry, and I'd like you to sing the words of the Hokey Cokey to the tune of We'll Gather Lilacs.
You put your left arm in your left arm out. In, out, you shake it all about. You do the hokey cokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Whoa, 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 the hokey cokey. Whoa, 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 the hokey cokey. Knees bent, arms stretched.
Very kind. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Barry. I bet that's cleared the day room. Your turn, Sandy. Your turn, Sandy, and I'd like you to sing the words of Postman Pat to the tune of the Marlene Dietrich classic, Falling in Love Again.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white cat early in the morning. Just as day is dawning, he picks up all the post bags in his van. Postman Pat. Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white cat. All the birds are singing and the day is just beginning. Pat feels he's a really happy man. Everybody knows his bright red van.
You now, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of Barbie Girl to the tune of On the Street Where You Live from My Fair Lady.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. I'm a blonde bimbo girl in a fantasy world. Dress me up, make it tight, I'm your dolly, you're my doll. Rock and roll, feel the glamour in pink kiss. Me here, touch me there, hanky panky.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, Harry Hill, your turn, and I'd like you to sing the words of My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry to the tune of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Really?
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells are hanging on a string. Sorry, that's my daughter texting me, and I can't turn it off. Hang on. Sorry. How do I turn this off? For crying out loud.
I think the great thing about lockdown is we haven't lost our professionalism and you know.
I can only apologise.
So, it's, that is actually factually true. You can only apologise.
Oh, no, a seal has come in. There was another one. Right. It's great the way that nature's recovered, isn't it?
Do you want to start again, Harry?
Hit it, Colin. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells are hanging on a string. Oh, yeah, we're on fire now. She told me it was my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. Everybody, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
Just me now.
I want you to play with my ding-a-ling.
And finally, Pippa Evans, I'd like you to sing the words of Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye to the tune of Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Okay. Baby, let's get down tonight. Oh, baby, I'm hot just like an oven. Oh, baby, now let's get down tonight. Baby, I'm hot like an oven. I need some loving, and baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger, and when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing, oh, baby. Makes me feel so alive. Helps to relieve my mind, sexual healing. Baby, it's good for me. Sexual healing is something that's good for me, baby. I'm hot just like an oven, I need some loving. And baby, I can't hold it much longer.
Evans. Oh, finally, after 73 series, someone with talent. Our next round is called Updated Proverbs. The English language is constantly updating, and with good reason. Just rewind to the start of 2020 and examine the plight of the Mexican beer industry and its ill-fated I Heart Corona t-shirts. It was a double blow for the industry as they'd only just changed their other beer's name from Salmonella. Teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest examples of proverbs that have been updated to suit more modern times. Perhaps you could start, Graham.
A leopard cannot change its pen.
Pippa.
A problem shared is attention gained.
Barry.
There's no fool like an old Etonian.
Tony.
Give him an inch and he'll drive all the way to Barnard Castle.
Sandy.
A stitch in time saves a rectal prolapse.
Harry.
Always fight fire with fire, unless you're a fireman.
A little of what you fancy isn't as good as a lot.
The streets of London are paved with single-use medical masks.
If it ain't broke, it ain't the UK economy.
Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Black sky at night, night. Black sky in the morning, you've woken up at night again.
A friend in need is a pain in the arse.
Tweet others as you would be tweeted.
Good things come to those who went to school with the Prime Minister.
If you want to really know what it is to be Paul Hollywood, walk a mile in his shoe. No?
Brevity is the soul of the capacity for quick understanding through keen intelligence and a natural aptitude for using words and ideas in a quick and inventive way to create humour.
If your cup is only half full, you need a smaller bra.
Give a man a fish, and you've grasped the basics of working on the Tesco fish counter.
He who laughs last has the slowest broadband.
One swallow does not make a committed relationship.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't use it as a beef substitute in lasagna.
Well, the next game is called The Symptoms, and it's all about the world of medicine. Harry Hill and Graham Garden should be at an advantage in this round as they both trained as doctors before going into the comedy business. And I certainly remember as a small lad on Wednesday nights, my father saying, "Tell you what, go upstairs and put your pyjamas on, you come back down and watch the goodies." And I'd look at him and say, "Why can't I just put them on and go to bed?" So, in this round, the teams will assume the role of doctors and patients suffering from an imaginary medical condition, and you can be our patients, Tony, Pippa and Harry. The identity of your mystery medical condition is now being displayed to our remote audience, while here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
They think they're an episode of EastEnders. They think they're an episode of EastEnders.
OK, you must outline your symptoms to Doctors Graham, Barry and Sandy, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. Off you go.
Hello there, come on in.
Morning.
Come in.
So what's the problem?
Well, Doc, for half an hour, four nights a week, I just feel very, very bleak.
It's even worse on a Sunday. I feel bleak for 2 hours on a Sunday.
Oh, Sunday's unbearable.
Yeah.
Yes.
What with Christmas? Oh, blimey. I get very Christmas. Paranoid at Christmas.
Oh, do you? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I feel like everyone's watching me.
Christmas is a very bleak time.
Yeah, yeah.
Other times I feel quite square.
Yeah. I mean, I should be in good shape, though. I've been running for 35 years.
Is it 35 years?
Yeah, 35 years, is it?
Look, doctor, should I stick my tongue out for you?
You certainly should.
All right, I'm doing it now. There. Can I put it away now?
Yeah, no, leave it out. Leave it out.
Oh, another thing is do you like my dog? I'm not sure of its sex.
I think she's a bitch.
She's a bitch.
She's a bitch.
What about this farmyard animal?
That cow.
That's a cow. You bitch.
You cow.
You bitch.
You cow.
You bitch.
You cow.
And I'll tell you what, my heartbeat is completely irregular.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Give it a listen, Doc.
God, have a listen to her heartbeat. Put your stethoscope there.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah,
are you listening? Yeah. Here it goes. Doof, 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 doof. Is something wrong with it, Doc? What could it be?
Well, it's a bit of a cliffhanger. I think you're suffering from EastEnders.
Yes.
Yes. An episode of EastEnders. Well, the next round is a musical one called Songstoppers. In their musicals, Rodgers and Hammerstein would famously delight audiences by including three or more show-stopping numbers. Of course, Tony Hawk's musical Midlife Cowboy had two big showstoppers, The Interval and The End. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammates to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. OK, you can be first. Barry, Graham and Sandy, can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
And now the end is near.
Correct.
It's now or never.
Well, you're half right.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
Well, you did order custard.
Antichrist.
Damien, haven't you got homework?
What do you get when you fall in love?
Herpes.
Another opening, another show.
Oh, put it away.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Yes.
Your turn now, Tony, Pippa and Harry. Can we have your first line medley?
Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey.
I see you're new to the diabetic ward, nurse.
Sherry, sherry, baby, sherry, sherry, baby, sherry, baby,
sherry, baby. So that's two Harvey's Bristol creams. I'll bring them over to the table.
Once upon a time there was a little white bull.
That's a sheep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for pointing it out.
Let it go, let it go. I can't hold it back anymore.
Well, that's the last time I let you have lentils for lunch.
I believe in miracles.
Well, I still don't think the plastic surgery will make enough of a difference.
I shot the sheriff.
Right, well, this cross-examination is going to be easier than I thought.
Who are you?
Hello? My name is Dr. Muller, and I am in charge here at Dignitas.
Well, thank you, teams. It's, well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Oh. Yes. Oh. There is just time to fit in a round of religious songbook. Samantha informs me the new vicar recently asked her to join the Bellringers Society. Entering the bell tower, Samantha sensed the vicar was new to campanology. Always delighted to help out, Samantha eagerly took him in hand, and after three short tugs, his dong was the talk of the village. Anyway, teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to appeal to the religious. So, can you please start, Sandy?
Don't let the nun go down on me.
Barry.
He ain't heavy, he's my Buddha.
Graham.
Jehovah Beethoven.
Pippa.
We didn't start the choir.
Harry.
Listen, do you want to know a Sikh?
Tony.
I Got You, Babe, by Sunny and Shia.
That's three. The Green, Green Grass of Cardinal Basil Hume.
That's the way Allah, Allah, I like it.
Hey, preacher, leave them kids alone.
Ramadan a ding dong.
Girl, you'll be a Mormon soon.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm the Archbishop of Canterbury.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the wet towels of time hang from the handlebars of the exercise bike of oblivion and the fatuous keep fit fad of fate sees the rowing machine of regret failing to sell on the eBay of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Samantha, myself and our isolating audience at home, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Barry Cryer, Graham Garvin, Sandy Toxvig, Tony Hawks, Pippa Evans and Harry Hill were being given silly things to do by Jack Thee, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music.